Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show.
Welcome back. So Stuart Rosenthal joins me again with Beacon Bits. This is just a bit of the Beacon newspaper that we bring to you each week. The Beacon is a free publication. You can pick up your free copy at over 1,500 locations. The guy who delivers it is tired.
His arm is really sore.
Oh, my God. Incredible. So the Beacon newspaper, you can read it online, too, at thebeaconnewspapers.com. Stuart, what do you have for me?
Hi, Eric. Hey. A couple of interesting health stories. Meditation. We had a letter from a reader asking about the fact that their doctor is trying to say, you need to come off these narcotics you're taking and let's try meditation. And you know, we say, give me a break. Is this for real? And the answer is, yes, it can be. There are actually studies done with functional MRIs showing the brain as it works. And they find, interestingly enough, that when people are meditating, the pain signals are still there in the brain, in the pain centers. Mm-hmm. It's not like the pain is not there. But another part of their brain that's involved in emotion and memory is showing less activity. It's more calm.
Right.
So, in other words, your body, the nerve impulses are still there causing pain, but you don't really feel it. You don't experience it in the same way.
Mm-hmm.
So, in that sense, it does reduce your need to have prescription drugs. Huh. So, the story goes on and talks about how you can start your own, you know, attempt at meditation on your own, what things to do, how to count your breathing and that kind of thing. So, just some tips for people who want to give that a try.
All right. What else you got?
Osteoporosis is a pretty common condition for not only older women, but older men, too. Mm-hmm. It affects almost everybody as you get older. So there's some tips here as to ways to fight it. Everybody knows that calcium is important. But some people are concerned because calcium supplements have been identified to have increased the risk of cardiovascular disease in some people. So you want to limit how much supplements you take and ideally get most of your calcium from food. But talking about food is something that is interesting, that it's not just dairy products that include a lot of calcium. There are also canned sardines and salmon that have the bones in them. Those are good ways of absorbing calcium. And then dark leafy greens, collard greens, turnip greens, kale, these have a lot of calcium in them too. So for those who have trouble with a lot of dairy, you can go with the greens. But here's something I didn't know, and that is spinach, which of course is a good green to have, and people often have raw spinach in their salads. Raw spinach, since it also contains oxalic acid, the acid makes the calcium unavailable. So when you eat raw spinach, you're not really getting the calcium benefit from that spinach. But if you cook it, you do. So cooked spinach is better than raw spinach for people who are concerned about their osteoporosis.
You know, I'm never going to remember everything you tell me.
But that's why you got to read the Bacon. You know, plaster your wall with all the articles.
Oxalic acid
yeah.
neutralizes the effect of the vitamin C.
Yep.
That it,
oh, and this is even worse. I have another one for you. My wife had a fit when I told her this one.
Okay.
Wheat bran. Now, what do you put on when you're having cereal with wheat bran? What do you put on it in the morning?
Sweet. You mean
milk, right?
Yeah, right.
So
right,
you're
right,
getting okay. You think calcium and whole wheat. This is really good for me, right?
Right.
I can't have to tell you this that. Wheat
don't
bran,
tell me. I want to live in deception.
Wheat bran blocks the absorption of calcium.
Wheat bran
blocks the absorption of calcium.
That
so the milk you put on your cereal, you're not getting the calcium.
So
benefit
just
from.
Drink a glass of milk, folks.
Separately from
okay.
your cereal. Yes.
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 I mean.
Or eat corn cereal or rice cereal or something.
Right.
You know.
I mean, rice is good. Rice
yeah.
is good. From what I've heard recently,
yeah.
rice is readily available. Brown rice.
Brown rice especially,
good, right.
Right. Although, you know, there's the issue with arsenic with brown rice, of course.
What?
Rice
and
yeah.
Come on.
Sorry. It's grown in the soil where there happens to be arsenic, and it's naturally
arsenic. This will be
arsenic.
Stuart's last show, okay?
Well,
Stuart will
news.
Not be coming back with any more news about the food I like to eat, okay?
Don't, sorry about that.
Yeah, we're done with that.
Yes.
I'm not going to listen to anything else about this. In fact, don't read this portion of the newspaper, okay? All right, Stu Rosenthal, thanks for joining me. Anything else?
Well, just a couple more things. Omega-3 fatty acids.
I told you
acids.
Nothing else.
I know,
else.
I heard you. This
okay.
is good news. This is good news. Omega-3 fatty acids that you can get from fatty fish and walnuts and flaxseed, that's good.
Right.
That helps reduce inflammation, and inflammation can be a problem with losing bone, so this helps you keep the bone. So that's something you might want to like to hear,
I don't
right?
know what it is about the word fatty acid that does not sound appealing.
It doesn't, does it? You
it
have
sounds
to be a
like
chemist.
Two
to...
opposite things that I really don't like, fat and acid.
Like,
one burns,
oh.
the other one blows.
Well, think of it as the acid burning up the fat. How about that?
All right, so
you got a good image for that.
Okay, now yeah, I feel much better.
Oh, good.
Okay,
I'm trying here.
All right, Stuart Rosenthal, Beacon Bits, more next week. Hey, thanks, Stuart. Hey, I'm thrilled to have Sanjay Mookhi join me today. Good morning, Sanjay.
Good morning,
Sanjay. You are the owner of a property that we currently have for sale in Falls Church, Virginia, and I wanted to discuss this property as a great right-sizing property. It's a two-level condominium townhome very close to the East Falls Church Metro. Sanjay, tell us about the property. What it is you like about the property and why you bought there? And tell us about the neighborhood, that kind of thing.
Actually, Eric, it's right across the street from the West Falls Church Metro stop. And one of the reasons why...
That's why it took me so long to get there.
No worries. Actually, it's a really easy commute to get into the city. That was one of the reasons why I purchased there. Additionally, it is incredibly quiet in that neighborhood. There are quite a few families, and also there's a pool in the neighborhood. There are parks around. It's a very easy commute to get into the city and also get into Tyson's Corner, where there's a number of shops and great restaurants.
So, getting to the metro from your property, you talk about ease of access. Let's make it clear what we're really talking about.
It's about a 2-minute walk at best. The path to get there is all sidewalks, very easy ramps to walk up and get over on the sidewalk to the metro stop.
Now, from there, to get to, say, to Tyson's Corner or get to downtown D.C., let's say down to Capitol Hill, what's the average travel time by metro?
By metro, from West Falls Church to Capitol Hill is about a little bit over 25 minutes.
Wow, that's quick.
That is very quick. To get right into the city in a foggy bottom, it's about 12 minutes.
Okay. All right. This is why... sharing this with an audience, because it's difficult. You can look at a map, you can see where a property is located, but it's not just the convenience, and that is an incredibly convenient location, but it's also how you've prepared the property, the floors that you put in. Let's chat a little bit about the condition of the property and some of the improvements you've made.
Sure. All the floors on the ground floor are brand new. They were put in less than 6 months ago. Some of the other upgrades are within the kitchen. All the appliances within the kitchen are under 5 years old. There's granite countertops. Mm-hmm. And then also upstairs in the master bathroom, the floors are brand new within the past 6 months. The shower is brand new within the past month. Mm-hmm. So those are some of the upgrades that we've put into the house.
And this is 7005 Metropolitan Place in Falls Church, Virginia. And we're asking, let's make sure I get this right, because it's a great number. I think it's, you know what, I got to remember. Is it 458-888 or 459-998, I think?
It's 459-998.
Okay. So it's got the nines and the eights, folks, you know, which is what you want. So 459-998. And, you know, if you want more information, you'd like to get maybe even get a walkthrough at the property, you're thinking about downsizing and want that convenience, the ease of access to get to the Smithsonian or get to restaurants, get up to Tyson's Corner, or eventually get to the airport at Dulles, you know, this is the place. It's a great spot. Sanjay, anything else about the neighborhood or about the property you really want to convey?
I would say that the neighbors are superb. The management of the property is excellent. We have over $1 million in reserve funding for the community. So all these things play into why this particular community is just perfect to buy into.
Well, Sanjay, thanks so much for joining me today to discuss this property. Folks, if you're listening, 7005 Metropolitan Place in Falls Church, Virginia, West Falls Church Metro, stop just 2 minutes away, and pool, other amenities, great community, and lovely neighbors to be found. Thanks, Sanjay. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Eric.
Yep, you got it. I love talking about the properties that we have on the market. We're excited. We're up to over 70 homes sold this year. Last week sold numerous properties, including a couple which went to battle to sell well above list price. I'll chat about that in a minute. If you're thinking about selling a property, investment property, and want to consider a tax-free exchange, I highly encourage you to consider contacting Kevin Connor. Kevin and I talked the other day about a couple who own a property here that they've had for 25 years, and they're moving from here to London. And his question, the owner's question was, can I do a tax-free exchange for a property in London? The answer is no. You can only sell a property here and transfer the funds into a property that's in the United States territories. That can include Guam, Puerto Rico, or any other property that is American territory. territory. So, for instance, you buy a property for $200, you sell it for $450, you take all the gain, roll it into purchasing another property, and pay no tax as you roll it into a like-kind property. It's also called a tax-free exchange. If you want more information on figuring out how that could work for you and you'd like to call Kevin Connor, you can reach him at the following number. That's 301-972-2111. That's 301-972-2111. Just leave a message, and Kevin will get back to you and answer your questions on maybe you want to sell a property or buy an investment property through a tax-free exchange. All right, well, going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more of The Eric Stewart Show right after this.